Jeremiah chapter 50. The word that the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, and proclaim, and set up a signal flag. Proclaim it, and do not conceal. Say, Babylon will be taken captive. Her god Bel is put to shame. Marduk is dismayed. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north a nation will come to attack her. It will turn her land into a wasteland, and no one will dwell there. Both humans and animals have fled. In those days and at that time, says the Lord, the people of Israel will come, they and the people of Judah together. They will go on their way weeping, and will seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion, with their faces toward it. They will come and join themselves to the Lord, in an everlasting covenant that will never be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them loose on the mountains. They have wandered from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their way back to their resting place. All who found them devoured them. Their enemies say, "We are not guilty, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of righteousness, even the Lord, the hope of their forefathers." Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and get out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be like male goats leading the flocks. For I will stir up and bring up against Babylon a company of great nations from the north country. They will draw up their battle lines against her. From there she will be captured. Their arrows will be like those of a skilled warrior, who does not return empty-handed. Chaldea will be plundered. All who loot her will be satisfied, says the Lord. Be glad and rejoice, O you who plundered my inheritance. You romp around like a heifer that treads out the grain, and neigh like a stallion. Your mother will be totally shamed. She who bore you will be disgraced. She will be the least significant of the nations, a wilderness, a parched and desert land. Because of the wrath of the Lord, she will be uninhabited. She will be a deserted wasteland. Everyone who goes by Babylon will be appalled, and hiss in ridicule at all her wounds. Take up your battle position against Babylon, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows. She has sinned against the Lord. Shout a battle cry against her from all sides. She surrenders. Her bulwarks have fallen. Her walls are torn down. For this is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done to others, do to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and the one who swings the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they all will return to their own people, and all will flee to their homelands. Israel is like sheep. The lions have scattered. First the king of Assyria devoured them, and now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has gnawed on his bones. Therefore this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have already punished the king of Assyria. Then I will bring Israel again to his pasture, and he will feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his appetite will be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days and at that time, says the Lord, the sin of Israel will be sought for, but there will be none, and the sins of Judah, but they will not be found. For I will pardon those I have left as a remnant. Go up against the land of Merathaim. Go against it. Attack the inhabitants of Pekod. Kill and destroy them, says the Lord. Do everything I have commanded you. The din of battle is in the land, and great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut down and broken? How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. I have set a snare for you, and you are trapped before you even knew it, O Babylon. You are discovered and caught, because you have opposed the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory, and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. For the Lord of hosts, has a mission to accomplish in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from far away. Open up her granaries. Pile her up like heaps of grain, and totally destroy her. Let nothing be left of her. Slay all her young bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. The sound of the fugitives and refugees come from the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, revenge for what was done to his temple. Call for the archers to come against Babylon, all those who bend the bow. Set up camps surrounding her, let none of them escape. Repay her according to her deeds, do to her just as she has done. She has haughtily defied the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Therefore her young men will fall in her squares, and all her warriors will be silenced in that day, says the Lord. I am against you, O arrogant one, says the Lord of hosts. For your day has come, the time when I will punish you. The proud one will stumble and fall, and no one will help you up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will burn up everything around him. This is what the Lord of hosts says. The people of Israel are oppressed, along with the people of Judah. All those who took them captive hold them. They refuse to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the earth, while the inhabitants of Babylon will face turmoil. A sword against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, and against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her officials and sages. A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, and against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her officials and sages. A sword is against her diviners, and they will become fools. A sword is against her warriors, and they will be seized by terror. A sword is against their horses, and against their chariots, and against all the foreign troops in her midst. They will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be plundered. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is a land of carved images, and they go mad, terrified of their idols. Therefore the wild animals of the desert, with the wolves, will dwell there. Ostriches will dwell there. It will be uninhabited forever. No one will dwell there from generation to generation. As when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighboring cities, says the Lord, so no one will dwell there, neither will any human be settled there. A people is coming from the north, and a great nation and many kings are stirring from the end of the earth. They will take hold of bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voices roar like the sea. They ride on horses, every one lined up like a warrior in battle formation. They are coming against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report of them, and his hands hang limp. Anguish has taken hold of him, and pain like a woman in labor. I will come up like a lion from the thickets of the Jordan against the perennial pasture. I will suddenly chase them away from her. I will appoint over him whomever I choose. Who is like me? Who can call me into court? Who is the shepherd who can stand in opposition to me? Therefore, hear the plan of the Lord that he has made against Babylon. These are his purposes that he intends to carry out against the land of the Chaldeans. They will drag them away, even the little sheep of the flock. Their own pasture will be completely destroyed. At the sound of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and its cry will be heard among the nations. Jeremiah chapter 50.